You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here from a very wet, pretty chilly Falcons training camp. We're outside. We're ready to rock. Morning to you, Randy. How are you?
Woo, Lord have mercy. What's happening, man? Yeah, I'm all good over here, Andy Bunker. Like you said, on this wet but still highly participated by fans day up here in training camp,
yeah,
Fire Branch, man. So
you
love to see that. If they're going to come out here in this rain and see their football team, that lets you know where the excitement is, or are they off work today? One of the two.
Combo.
One of the two.
Well, you had to get off work because of the excitement.
Yeah.
And then you didn't let the weather dampen the excitement, and you came out, put on a poncho, and watched Drake London put Raheem Morris on his backside.
Which is pretty damn funny. which was pretty damn funny, man. But, yeah, it's another day. It is like Kayla was saying, it's game week. We already know who's going to play and who's not going to play. No surprise there. But, I mean, the young man that we're going to get to talk to today, Casey Washington, is one of those guys that you take advantage of these opportunities. And now that they're, you know, their receiver down because Moody went out the first day of camp, he's getting more and more opportunities, just like we saw last season for him when Moody got down. He had to come up and play some significant plays. Played a lot with Michael Penix because he was the number two guy on scout team. So he knows Michael better than a lot of us. But, yeah. It is wet, dreary up here. I ain't got no jacket. Had to park damn near at home. I should take Uber to over here, man. But I'm in the house. I'm glad to be in the house. First day of school. So that was a bunch of,
It was a lot. There's a lot that's happened today already.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the show's 3 minutes old, and we've already done a lot of stuff today.
Yes.
Like you said, even though the weather's like this, we still parked in the secondary lot. Because there's so many fans here to support this team, which is great. I thought maybe there'd be less fans here today just because school started and people had to do all that, but apparently not. We did all that. We had our first day today, first drop-off. First day of kindergarten is going on currently. Right. She's probably, I don't know what they're doing, probably no recess today.
Yeah.
But whatever, doing some art. I don't know. I don't know what you do in kindergarten, finger painting.
Yeah.
Dropped her off, and I can report, shockingly, dry eyes.
There you go. Her or you?
Me and her.
Oh, okay.
Me and her. Now, her mom, you know, obviously mom, there was some, you know, some emotions, which is fine. But, yeah, she walked right in, marched right in like she owned the place.
There you go.
And was good to go. And I don't know. I was really expecting myself to be a lot more emotional than I was.
Both.
No, I mean, I was emotional, but I didn't show the emotion.
Right, right. There you go.
Which I don't – I mean, I guess. Like, I'm surprised, just as surprised as anybody. Well, I wasn't trying not to. Well, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, and there's nothing to be ashamed of because you felt the emotions of that. You wanted her to, you know, it's different when daddy cries than when mommy cries. Believe me. We all, as fathers, we know this. But, yeah, dude, I mean, she's a big girl. The picture was outstanding and everything like that, and you love to see it. I laugh at it because, you know, I've been through this so many times with as many kids that I have. Kindergarten is just another step in life. And it's all about the first day and how they approach it. They've all had different ones. Now, don't ever cry, but they had one of those where Samson wouldn't let me go when I was giving him a hug and all those different things. But, yeah, it's cool, man. Yeah, man, you love it. The seventh grade drop-off was smooth as it could. It was smooth as it could outside of you don't have to get your child out of the car. You can open the door and let them get out of the car.
Right. Because so that's tomorrow for
you're
us.
Holding up all these people.
Today we didn't do the – we kind of did the drop-off line, but it was so backed up that I just let them out.
Right.
And they went in, and then I circled around. Tomorrow it's real business.
Yep.
Like, I'm in the drop-off line.
Yep.
We go through the whole rigmarole. We get up to the front. She's got to be ready to go.
Yep.
She pops out, and that's that. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow.
Right.
But as far as day one goes, it's about as smooth as it could be.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. Now it don't stop until it's your graduation in high school. so now you all the way in.
Yeah, we're in.
You all the way in this cool thing, man. But, yeah, I'm so happy that she had a good morning and everything. And just like everybody I talked to, everybody, all the parents that are in the car, drop your kids off. We still, you know, hope that y'all – day went as smooth, no wrecks. It was a bus got like bumped the back of a car. It was crazy over there, man.
It wouldn't have surprised me.
It was crazy trick this morning.
It wouldn't have surprised me if there was some fender benders at ours because it was just a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot of people,
yeah,
a lot of cars. Not a lot of like. I thought maybe they'd have like a, you know, like a traffic director or something just for the first day. Not really.
Yeah,
so kind of everybody was on their own.
The police
was
blocked.
Everybody was respectful.
The policeman was jammed up. He couldn't even get out to direct traffic. It was so bad. That's how bad it was. Like, the teachers had to come out there literally and stop people from going so that the policeman that directs all the traffic.
Yeah, man.
So he could get out and direct the traffic. Now, once he got it, it got a little smoother.
There's just so much stuff.
Man, it was
that,
so
like,
funny.
Maybe you just don't remember it because when you're a kid, it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's all normal and you do your thing. But, like, there's a lot of stuff that's new.
Yeah.
Like, all the apps you have to download
yes.
and all the different levels of communication. I got, like, 5 texts this morning already from the school about stuff. And, you know, that's good. I'm happy for the communication. But it's just like,
yeah, man.
I don't know, what did we do before apps?
Yeah, man.
You just dropped them off and then you picked them up at the end.
No,
and everything was okay.
No, it ain't like that.
No, it's not like that anymore.
It ain't like that
anymore.
Like,
you might as well, at this point, you're going to have a live camera and be able to watch them in class.
But yeah, I mean, it's a whole lot that goes into it, man. But, yeah, as long as they have a good time and everything, and most important thing, to stay safe, learn. You know, because now it's like,
yeah,
that's
the
biggest
thing. We do
need
thing. Some learning.
You got to get you learn. We ain't seen you in school. Just to say in school, we seen you in school so you can learn something, all right? And then, what'd you learn in school today? And she's going to tell you her whole day. And it's going to be awesome.
I can't wait to hear the recap
awesome.
Of today.
Yes.
Because
it's going to be awesome.
Today will be probably the only day you get full, excited detail.
Yes.
Then after that, it's nothing.
Nothing.
What'd you learn? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, good. I'm glad you were there all day.
8 hours and nothing.
And you learned nothing.
You learned nothing.
So we are kind of in the middle of what the people that went up to Bristol this weekend dealt with all night on Saturday to try to watch that baseball game. I mean, it looked very cool on TV, and they had all the bells and whistles, and they had NASCAR people there, and they had, you know, great broadcast set up, and obviously thousands and thousands of fans in the building and all of that, and they played one inning and shut it down.
Yeah, man.
Sucks, man.
Yeah, dog. I mean, all that preparation and everything that he put into it, it's unfortunate that, you know, they had to – not play, you know, and I know people, you know, the logistics of getting up there and everything like that and having to get back, but fortunately they were able to play the game and finish everything tomorrow. I mean, yesterday, I'm sorry, but it was so many different things. I saw they ran out of food, ran out of beer.
Yeah.
Like, how is that possible?
I think it happens when everybody's inside because it's raining,
yes.
right?
You just keep going.
The game didn't start till 3 hours after it was supposed to start.
Right.
There's nothing to do but eat and drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Makes
so, like, I know that I saw a lot of people kind of, like, criticizing the racetrack for the way that it went, but it's like, I don't know. What are they supposed to do, man? Like, they have big events there all the time. They had a normal plan for it, and then a huge wrench got thrown in the plan, you know? Like, they didn't know that it was going to do that,
yeah.
and no one was going to be able to sit in their seats, and I don't know. I'm not gonna crush them for that.
Oh, no. It don't make no sense to crush them.
Yeah,
it's just funny.
I mean, they
because I was like, do NASCAR people – eat less than baseball people?
I don't know. Drink less? Definitely
drink
not
less,
that.
Definitely not that.
Yeah, so
that,
I don't
know. That was my thing. I was like, dude, they not. Then I saw one guy, I saw it on the news this morning. He was saying that because of the shortage, they let people go to the gas station and bring their own like food and drinks in. Could you imagine? Boy, with me with two cases of damn Bush, 30 pike, walk around, I'd be trying to hawk them. Hey, I'll get to you for $1.50.
Yeah, we have plenty of Bush over here,
man. $1.50.
Don't wait in line for that $15 Bud Light or whatever it is.
Hell yeah, $1.50.
Yeah, you could have made some money that
hell
day.
Hell yeah, man. But
then they played yesterday.
They won.
And they won.
They won.
So there you go.
So, I mean,
won the game.
Eli White got busy yesterday. That was cool having the race car when they hit the home run.
It was
that
cool.
That was really, really cool and everything. And like I said, the atmosphere was great, and they did get the win. Oh, Thurston or Hurston.
Yeah,
or
our guy Hurston Waldrop. Made his start, and he pitched good. So,
yes.
Yeah, man, just it's the little things.
Yes, and it really, really is.
Like, we know from a big-picture standpoint what it is, but, like, they played a baseball game in a racetrack.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
It was cool.
The young guy came up and pitched good. That was pretty cool. You know, Eli White hit a couple home runs. That's cool. Michael Harris continued to hit the ball. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know? Does it mean much more than that?
No, it's not cool.
But it doesn't have to.
But he lost another guy. Austin Riley saw this morning. He's going on the 10-day IL. They brought up Nacho. Nacho's back. And, you know, it's crazy because of the play when he got hurt. Obviously, being just a hustle play and something just didn't go right. But, so he'll be out for a while. Another starter, another guy that's down. And you got to continue to, you know, just fill voids with guys in Gwinnett off the street. Because there's going to be about four more pitchers that are on the street that are going to pitch for the Braves.
Oh, yeah.
We know
there's,
that, right?
There's going to anybody who gets released and can start and give you five innings.
Yes.
For instance, Eric Fetty is on the mound today for the Atlanta Braves. So
they brought him back.
Get excited. He's going to pitch every 5 days for the rest of the year unless he dies.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, as long as he's living and can breathe, he's going to be out there every 5 days and try to give you some innings. We found out this morning, to no surprise to anyone, but who's not going to be out there for the Falcons on Friday night when they play the Lions. Everybody knew this was going to happen, but people are going to react nonetheless. No panics.
Yep.
No Cousins.
Nope.
Now, I don't know if that's going to be true for the entire preseason, but we know that it's going to be true for Friday.
Yeah.
And that's no surprise.
And the Lions aren't playing there. It was announced Hendon Hooker's going to start in that game for the Lions and everything. So it's just business as usual when we were talking about the preseason and the NFL. It's not just the Falcons. It's the NFL. So I don't want to just, you know, bog down on them not playing their starters. And usually you have a problem when your starter's not playing when your team stinks. You know, when your team stinks coming out of the gate, oh, they should have played in preseason. Well, what happens when they play good? You know why? Because they're just good damn players, Andy. Sometimes you just got good players that show up no matter if they play in the preseason or not. T.J. Watt didn't play in preseason last year and had damn 9 sacks in the first game against the Falcons.
Yeah.
So sometimes it just don't matter about the preseason. Sometimes it just actually means the person themselves.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's another one of those things
where,
you know, like it or not, and I don't think either one of us really like it, it's the reality of it. So you can sit here and scream at the clouds all day if you want to, but they're not going to move for you. So it is what it is, and everybody's doing the same thing. So I don't think you're going to be disadvantaged against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week one because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to do the exact same thing in preseason. Again, it would be – I think it would behoove the NFL to – think about a way to try to make the preseason seem like it matters a little bit more in terms of preparation.
I just don't know how they could.
Well, I think what they do is you get rid of another one of the games
because
you're going to have 18 games.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
I just think this.
Maybe you let fans – but you got what I'm thinking about it from the perspective of, like, we know no one's playing and we know they don't take it seriously, and yet if you want to get in the building, it's going to cost you full
100%
price.
100%
agree. That's what the NFL should probably do.
I agree.
To try to meet fans
100%
halfway.
Agree with that, Buck. Because the thing about it is I'm going from the standpoint less preseason means less playing preseason.
That's right.
Yeah, and so you could say, well, they're going to go down to 2 preseason games. That gives you less time to maybe evaluate some of the players, even though usually your roster's set. You say a 53-man roster, your roster's already set to probably 48 of those dudes. And so you're telling me that you're going to – and this is their biggest thing, risk putting them out there just to see if 5 or 6 guys can fight over 5 spots or something like that. I mean, 4 spots or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, I just – you know, that's just the way it is. And it makes – like you said, yelling at the clouds to make them open, or what was it?
I don't know. Yelling at the weather.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah, that makes
wasting your time.
But I like your analogy. I like your analogy for the wasting time part.
We can yell at this weather if we want.
Because that's what it is. It really, really is, because they're not going to play. There might be a – I'm not even going to throw it out there. They might play. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't.
They're probably not going
they're
to.
They're probably not going
because,
to.
Because, again, like last year we saw how they handled it. Didn't – Penix played
once.
One game,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
He played game two for like a series,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So maybe that's what Cousins will do?
Uh-uh.
Right? Because Cousins is Penix this year and Penix is Cousins? No, he won't play? Okay.
Nope. If I'm telling you this, if the first team offensive line is not playing, Kirk is not playing.
They're
not
going to
put. They're not going to put Kirk. They're not going to put Kirk Cousins behind the second offensive line.
Kirk Cousins got hurt last year behind the first offensive line.
Not going to happen.
No reason to do it behind the second offensive line in a preseason game.
Not
going to
happen.
So yeah, I mean, here's your opportunity, and we've all been looking forward to this opportunity. Here's your opportunity to see Easton Stick and Emory Jones play more.
Yeah, I mean.
We had a caller call us a couple weeks ago and like, hey, don't be sleeping on Emory Jones. That guy definitely was related to him.
No doubt about it. He's from over there.
That is Emory Jones' second cousin who called in the other week.
Yeah, he's from over there.
So he can get fired up about it.
Yeah.
And we all can.
Yeah, I mean,
we can all get excited.
Everything, it's all about opportunity, Andy. It's all about the opportunity that it's going to be, and it's a whole bunch of guys that are going to be playing that are buying for opportunities, not just here, but around the NFL.
Casey Washington's one of those guys.
He damn sure is.
He'll probably play.
Oh, no, he's starting.
And he's going to be on with us at some point this hour. So, hey, we'll talk to one of the starters for Friday night's preseason game in the first hour of the show today. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending coming off of a pretty fun weekend in sports. Obviously, we talked about the Braves winning. First time they've won on Sunday in like 3 months.
Really?
They weren't even supposed to play on Sunday. They had to sneak up on Sunday in order to win it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From Suter to White. That ball's hit hard. Deep to left field. It is gone. Eli White with a three-run home run to put the Braves in front. There's your car. There's another drive off of the bat of White, and Eli White has hit his second home run of the Speedway Classic.
That's going to send the race car around the track. Hang on to that flag.
There you have it. Eli White goes off
at
the Bristol Motor Speedway yesterday because the game couldn't be played on Saturday, and we were up that way. I mean, my wife's hometown's not too far from Bristol, Tennessee,
right.
And it was awful all weekend.
Right.
Like, just, I mean, just pouring down rain. And I was like, I don't know how far. And they were trying to tell me, well, there's mountains between here and there. So the mountains are going to block out the weather.
Rain.
But I was
right.
like, I don't know. Every time they keep showing, like, the live shot from the Speedway,
right,
looks pretty rainy.
Yeah,
like it's gonna break up,
yeah.
And it sure didn't.
No,
it just rained all night. And you know, shout out to everybody who went out there and tried, and everybody who was able to hang around and go to the game yesterday too. I said they had 91,000
yeah,
people,
man.
The most attended regular season baseball game ever. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
And then Eli White hits two home runs, and the Braves win,
which is cool.
Also cool.
The win is even better.
And that big-ass trophy they
nice
got,
trophy.
Too.
That's a nice-ass.
So the Braves win a trophy this year.
Yeah, that's a nice trophy. They got some kind of trophy, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, how about that? That'll go into the into whoever owns the team. It'll go into their trophy case at their office where they make these decisions not to better the team.
It's like when it's like when Atlanta United won the Campeones Cup or something like that. And it was like, they won three trophies this year. It's like, well, they won two. Like,
I can't believe a guy who loves trophies would make fun of these.
Well, I do love them, but I also love the integrity of them. You know what I mean? If you go out and win a trophy,
they had to win it. Though.
There's got
to
be some. Well, yeah, but two teams played in it. No one else was involved, and the other team they played was the Reds. You know what I mean? Speaking of that, by the way, went bowling on Saturday. One of the things, just you know, what are you going to do when it's raining like that? So took the kids bowling for the first time up in North Carolina. There's still bowling alleys that are the exact same as the ones we went to as kids, which is awesome.
Right.
Like, it was like walking into 1996 in that bowling
not
alley.
Not a whole lot of.
Nothing. Yeah, it was the exact same.
Yeah, not a whole lot of.
There
that,
was no proof of technology improvements whatsoever, which I loved. It was awesome.
Did you have to write down your score?
No, it was, you know, they had the screens.
Okay.
But, like, if you got a strike or a spare, it did the goofy graphics and stuff. It was great. Also, first time I've bowled since I won that 92-9 The Game bowling trophy all those years ago.
Okay.
A little rusty.
Still
beat the hell out of my kids, though.
Well, look at you, man. Hey, don't let them win. Bumpers and all.
They had bumpers and a little ramp.
It don't matter. Bumpers and all.
Bumpers and ramp, but I still crushed them.
It don't even damn matter, man. You got to teach them. You got to teach them at a young age, man.
Run
up on me, because the last thing you want to do is give your children advantages of beating you, because they will, even though you gave them every opportunity to win, they will, dude. I'm still like this. Isaiah beat me in like Uno or something when he was 9. He still talks about that. All right, about to be 21 years damn old.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So no, you make sure you stop a mud hole in your child.
I did. And I let him know about it.
Yeah, make sure you.
They
do
had
that,
about
man.
Two frames in them, and then they got bored.
They got bored.
They're like, "Can we go play the claw machine and try to win a stuffed animal?"
Did you get it?
Nah, failed. Those things are rigged, man.
Oh, no doubt about
those
it.
Those things
dude.
Are rigged.
No
Just a huge waste of money.
No doubt about it, man. But
hey,
yeah,
shout out to Matthew.
Matthew,
shout
just
out to
by.
Matthew. Stopped by and said we have the best show on the radio.
Appreciate you, Matthew.
Good taste.
Nice. Thank you so much, man. But, yeah, they got the win. Michael Hurst still playing well. Ozzie's playing better. Who else am I missing that's playing better?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's about it.
I don't know. Austin Riley got hurt.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be on the
Nacho!
IL for 10 days. And they play the Brewers for a couple. So if anything happens, we'll let you know. All right, let's get back to the Falcons as we broadcast live from training camp here in Flowery Branch. Casey Washington going to join us at some point over the next 15 minutes or so when practice is over.
It's over, so.
It's over?
Yeah, it's over.
Okay, so he'll walk on over at some point. Here's Bijan Robinson talking about the rookies.
On defense, you know, I'm excited to see Jalen Walker. That dude, he a monster. James Pierce, monster. And I know these are rookies, but, like, they don't look like rookies right now, which is really impressive. Even Diablo, like at linebacker, you know, I played against him last year at the Raiders, but this year, like, it might just be the scheme, but he looking good.
There you go. High praise for his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, good for him, man.
James Pierce got in another scuffle about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, but meaning, you know, all right, dog, we get it. You're tough. All right, you're not getting nothing accomplished by doing, but I keep doing that.
I just feel like when you got that dog in you, Randy.
Yeah, whatever. There's plenty of people out there with dogs that don't fight.
It's going to bark.
That don't fight all the damn time. But if that's your thing, this can be better because of it. All right, they're going to be better because he can play. And fights gone or whatever, the dude can ball, in my opinion. The dude is a hell of a pass rusher who, you know, is a much is going to have an ultimate big impact on his team, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but,
I hope so.
But, yeah, I saw that Jalen, he's going to get some more reps on the field this week, so that's always a good thing, you know, considering that, you know, he was out last week with the hamstring, but it seems like he's getting better because I did see he's going through individual drill. He's going full speed through the individual drill, so that's when he's rep up, and hopefully he'll get comfortable enough that we can see him a couple snaps this weekend.
Oh, man, you think so?
I mean, if he's ready to go, If he's ready to go, yeah,
okay,
you put him out there.
Yeah, I hope. I don't know. I was just thinking about that as you were talking through that. It's like, I don't know. I mean, hopefully we will see James Pierce. I don't know. Almost feels like I'd be surprised to see Jalen Walker. Just because careful they're being with him.
I mean, yeah. And that would be the thing. They're being careful. He missed the whole week. I hope. James has been here day one, practicing day one.
Yeah.
And like I said, Jalen, he was out there first day. Then, obviously, he's been rehabbing, doing individual, working all those things. So, if they can find a way to get him acclimated, because just because he's out there this week doesn't mean he's going to be a full tilt guy. It might be progressing from individual to another, whatever they go rehab.
I was almost thinking with Walker, I was like, hopefully he's good to go when they have those joint practices.
Yeah.
Because you know how seriously they take those joint practices.
You're absolutely correct. That could be the one time. That could be the time when they unleash and let him just go and just play football instead of, you know, we're going to give you a little bit each day this week. We're going to let you do a little bit more than just individual.
Yeah.
And then a little bit more than this. A little bit more than this. And then by the time the Titans get into town, it's like, hey, let's go.
And I hope he can go Friday. I'm not like, you know, I'm not trying to speak it out of existence or anything like that. It's just the way they handle these things now, man. Multiply it by two.
Yep.
Everything seems like it just takes twice as long as it usually did for guys to get back out there, especially when they're first round draft picks and stuff. But hopefully James Pierce will go on Friday. He could sack his fellow Tennessee Volunteer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because Hendon Hooker will be playing quarterback for the Lions.
Yes. Hendon Hooker has already been announced that he's going to start. It's crazy that they announced it on Monday that he's starting on Friday.
There you go.
You know, but I mean, the best thing about it is that you get to hit somebody else.
He can go fight some Detroit Lions instead of his own team.
You actually get to hit people. You get actually get to tackle and sack the quarterback to the ground and do all those different things that you just love to do. And so, yeah, those are the things when you look at the preseason, you look for those things. Remember last week we were trying to figure out, like, who the hell is on Detroit? Detroit already has a preseason game under their belt.
Right. We saw them play on Thursday.
Yeah, because they got their ass whipped by the Chargers. And I told you, I said, Dan ain't going to be happy about that. And he was very upset. I don't care who's out there.
Trey Lance is out there dealing.
I don't care who's up.
He looked pretty good.
I don't care who's up.
He looked all right.
He was fine.
It's good to see him play.
He was fine.
He's not going to play when the season happens.
He was fine.
He played, you know, put on a Chargers uniform.
Because Heineke's a backup, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Heineke's a backup.
Yeah,
he got his opportunity to go out there and throw it around, look good. I'm not going to take nothing away from look good doing it.
Yeah, it's not. We're not saying – I'm not making anything more than that, but he was out there doing it and looked fine.
Right.
What else was there about that? Oh, not really anything about that, but since we last talked, and we'll spend more time on this in half an hour in an NFL no huddle, Micah Parsons asked to be traded by the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's no surprise.
And everyone had the same reaction.
Yeah, no surprise.
They were like, yeah, well, that was kind of his last course of action.
Yeah.
And Cowboys aren't going to trade him.
No, they're
not. Jerry's reaction over the weekend was like, yeah, I mean, who cares? This is what negotiations
are. What it is. But the thing about it
I guess.
This ain't negotiations anymore.
No.
It's not. It's not a negotiation or anything anymore. This is, I'll show you. It's my world. I can do what I want to do. You're going to like it, and eventually the deal is going to get done.
Yeah, it feels like that's
Yeah, Jerry's not going to try. I know they want to throw out the whole Khalil Mack and things like that, which was, you know, which I remember that because that happened like the week of the game one. And remember, he played the Packers and had like nine sacks, like three sacks, a forced fumble and everything in that damn game. Talking about Khalil's first game in Chicago. But, yeah, this is something that's going to get done. But it is one of those things where, as a player, you get frustrated with because you know why it's not getting done. You know, it's not getting done because I'm not worth the money, because Micah Parsons is worth the asking price that he's asking. I don't believe that it's more than what people are believing or saying around 45. I don't think it's that high. I think it's one of those things where Jerry got ticked off because Jerry thought he had him. Jerry thought he had a verbal agreement with Micah Parsons on the contract. And Micah basically said, like you're supposed to, let me get my representation, go call him, and he refuses to do it because Jerry is going to be like, well, I'll show you. And then he comes out, whatever, man.
Yeah, it feels a bit more personal than some of the other ones have been.
Because, you know, there's this. CD and Dak never asked for a trade or anything.
Uh-huh.
This right here seems like it's more personal because the thing with Dak was it's always with Ty. That's who his agent is. I don't know who CD's agent is, but it was always with that. This right here, it seemed like Jerry thought that he could talk to Micah and get Micah to be like I always say about players and agents, your agent works for you. He does. You tell your agent what to do, which is rightfully so. But at the same time, when you come to these negotiations, no, you are going to talk to this man because it's only so much I can do as far as this and this. There's a lot of fine print in contracts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fine print. People look at the number.
The thing
there's so much fine print.
The thing that's weird to me about it, though, is like, why did Jerry think that he was going to be able to do that? Like,
I don't know. Why
did he think that he could do that with Micah Parsons? He's signed a million guys a million times, and it's never been like that.
Man,
I don't know why you thought you could pull a fast one on one of the best players in the league. So Micah probably takes that personally, too, because, like, what are you trying to do, trick me? Like, what's happening here? And ultimately, Jerry loves this.
Yeah.
Like
that's
the thing about all of it. This is my thought on every time this happens with the Cowboys. There's a reason why it happens every time with the Cowboys because he loves it.
Yeah.
He knows they're not going to be good.
Yeah.
But they can win the offseason Super Bowl as they do every single year.
Yeah. Shout out to the Dream. Nice win over the Mercury. Alicia Gray had a nice game. And then one of my former teammates, Anthony London, his son Junior. Committed to Georgia over Georgia Tech.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, love Ant Lowe, man.
That's awesome.
One of my favorite teammates.
A first hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Casey Washington, Falcons wide receiver, is going to join us next year live from training camp in Flowery Branch. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks use with permission.
Ow! The dog.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday late morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into everything that happened over the weekend in the National Football League, and a lot did. Casey Washington going to join us here live from training camp as practices wrapped up on a rainy, chilly, unseasonable day here up in Flowery Branch. Everybody's got their raincoats on and long pants. We were out here last Tuesday and people were sweating their asses off.
Yeah.
It was literally 30 degrees warmer last Tuesday than it is today.
Yeah, man, and you feel all of this. And you feel, what's up, fellas? And you feel all of it, too, man. I can't believe I forgot my raincoat. And I actually had one in the car. And
dang it.
I guess the irritation of having to park all the way over there,
yeah,
it got the best of me.
Yeah, it got to you. You lost your head.
Got the best of me, man.
And people would say, well, why don't you just walk to your car and your jacket. And what people don't know is you'd have to go get on that tour bus,
yes,
and ride 2 miles down the road to get to your car.
Yes.
And you'd miss the whole next segment,
yeah,
if you,
man,
did that. People don't want that.
No,
nobody
wants that, man. But I tell you, it was Hall of Fame weekend up there, and obviously,
yeah,
it was one of my favorite times, but we were driving to my uncle's house, so I had to listen to it in the car. And so the NFL Network people were doing, like, the commentating before the guys went up. I heard the funniest story in the world about Jared Allen.
Okay.
Because Jared Allen went to Idaho State, I think it was.
Yeah, something like that.
He's supposed to go to Washington.
University,
yes,
of Washington?
Yes, yes. Zig Bukar.
Huskies?
Yes, he was supposed to go to Washington.
Oh, I'm very glad I didn't hear this,
yes,
story.
I was cracking up.
But please tell it to me now.
Yeah, he was going to Washington, but got in trouble. Got
oh,
in
he
trouble,
did? Okay.
Yeah. He was selling stolen yearbooks.
I was like, what? He was,
dude,
in high school?
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
we didn't take him?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that should have made,
yeah,
us want,
dog,
him more.
That, dude, I laughed so damn
That's
hard.
That's just
man.
An entrepreneur.
Dude, that was
That's
so
an
funny,
entrepreneur. Case, as Casey Washington walks up,
yeah,
to the tent to get out of the weather here. That's God.
Dude,
dog it.
I laughed.
We couldn't
and
look
laughed,
the other way on
laughed.
That one.
Dude, it was so damn funny, man.
God, and what? When was that?
Oh, man.
I'm just trying to rack my brain as far as
that. That might have been when you were there.
It might have been.
It
we're
been.
Probably right around the same age, which means it was Rick Neuheisel.
Yeah.
The amount of stuff they didn't care about. Anyway, whatever. We'll get back into that. Casey Washington, Falcons wide receiver, sits down with us. We haven't seen Casey since,
yep,
we broadcasted live from the Children's Hospital last December for, yeah, a great event. Casey and all the rookies were out there with us that day. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thanks for having me,
yeah,
y'all.
Man, it's
our
good
pleasure,
to see you,
man. We appreciate you having us. And this is, like my man Bunk said, that was last year, so it was your rookie year. So this is the second year. Second year training camp. How has it been different from that last year to this year for you?
It's been good. You know, coming off the rookie season and actually having that break after the season, that was night and day for me, just to be able to have that kind of mental decompress and,
right,
get away from the game for a little bit. But, you know, getting back this year, being year two, I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Right.
What do you feel like you know today that you didn't know a year ago?
I just think the perspective that you gain just from a year in the league, you know, seeing what vets are doing, having examples, great examples of guys that you can look at and learn from. You know, going into year two, you pick up on those things and it makes you even better.
How's it been for you? Because, you know, this thing is all about it's a year-to-year thing. You're always fighting for your spot, and you know this better than anybody. And when you look at this year as opposed to last year, because you, like, it's late-round draft pick, but you were fighting, you were still here, are a part of this football team. Coming into this year, you're getting more reps because of Moody's down. You got more reps last year because Moody's down. How are you taking advantage of those reps? Because, again, the opportunity is there. A lot of people don't grab that opportunity when it's in front of them.
For sure. I think most importantly, more than anything, just the work that you put in the offseason, in the, yeah, way, when you're away from the facility. You know, when you finally get those opportunities, the work that you've done and the preparation that you've done, you're ready for the moment. I try not to force the opportunity when it comes and try to make things happen. Just trying to stay in that flow state of mind and kind of let it come to me.
Casey Washington joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Falcons wide receiver, live from training camp as practice, the on-field portion, has wrapped up today. When you talk about that off-season work, the physical stuff you're doing, obviously. I'm sure you're working out with whether it's former teammates or guys around the league, trainers, stuff like that. But then there's also the mental side of it, right? And maybe some film study as well. Like, what does all of that look like for you in an offseason for fans that have never done that, that have no idea what an offseason for an NFL wide receiver is like?
For sure. I think the biggest thing from college to the league is, you know, going through my first year, guys, and being in college, you have a plan that you're in the offseason. You have 8 weeks to do this. Right. You have a plan from 8 to 12. You got to do this. From 2 to 3, you do this. And when you're in the NFL, nobody's handing you a schedule to tell you what to do. So for this offseason, it was a lot of learning. You got to make your own schedule, and you got to do what works for you. But for me, it was just finding the things that work for me and finding the things that I need to work on, too. So there was a lot of learning this offseason just to figure out what works for me. But, you know, it's fun to piece things together.
Tell us about your quarterback, because a lot of times last year you guys were together because he was not the starter yet. You guys were having more reps together with the young guys, the scout team, and things like that. Talk to us about your quarterback and his development, because, again, you got more reps with him than any of them last year because of the fact that he wasn't the starting quarterback.
For sure. I think both of us, anytime we get out on the field, we're out there and, you know, we're trying to make the best out of it. So every time we get the opportunity to play together, it's like another snap. You know, we just fired up to be out here and to be playing.
How much do the position group, and obviously for you wide receivers, how much do you guys lean on each other during this time of year, this process of, hey, here's something I'm working on, here's something I'm seeing. I don't know if you – hey, here's something I see with you. Like, how much do you guys bounce stuff off each other technique-wise and training-wise?
All the time, you know, we're talking about releases and, you know, watching each other on film. I watch Drake all the time on film, seeing what he's doing right, seeing how he's finessing things, how he's doing things. So really just, you know, by example, you know, things in the weight room, recovery. Jamal Agnew, he's been in the league for a minute. He's got, like, some yoga toe spacers. I was like, hey, yo, where'd you get those? Right. So I just ordered some of those. They're like some toe spacers. So, you're learning new things every day.
What does that do?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
It, like, realigns your foot to the fascia to its natural state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my daughter has some for when she paints her toenails.
No.
Okay. It kind of looks like
kind of looks like
a little bit. you know, tell me about you as far as, because, you know, a lot of guys, okay, I'm an X, I'm a Z, I'm a Y, I'm a this. But in your case, you have to learn all of them. How is that process going into year two as opposed to year one?
I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. You know, obviously, being able to digest the playbook over a year, I'm feeling more comfortable now than I felt before. But more than anything, just being confident when I'm out there and knowing that I belong.
Right.
That's the biggest thing for me, because when I'm playing free, when I'm just letting things happen, that's the best me. So I'm trying not to force anything. Obviously, the preparation and the work that I do will meet the opportunity.
Casey Washington joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, fresh off the practice field. You said you watch a lot of tape of Drake. I've got some tape of Drake right here. You were probably standing right there. Coach Raheem Morris lined up on the other side of him, and he puts him on his backside. Our Falcons insider, Joe Patrick, got the video, and he's getting a lot of views on Twitter off this thing. When this happens, what's the reaction of the team?
I actually didn't see it. I heard Nick Nash was like, damn. And then I saw him getting off the ground trying to play it cool. I'm like, nah, he definitely just busted. He busted his ass for sure.
Yeah. Notice the guy who did it, though. Yeah. But that's pretty damn funny.
Now,
I got a quick question for you, because I know you had the one grab last year. Did you get to keep the ball?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get to keep the ball?
No.
Oh, man, you got to find a way to get that football, man.
Well, because wasn't it Penix's first completion, too? His pass to you, I thought, was his first completion in the league also. Maybe not. I could be wrong about that, but I think it was.
I'm just saying, you got to get the ball, man.
No, I didn't get the ball, but I got my old teammate Devin Witherspoon's jersey after the game.
Okay, so that's cool. Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's
I got to still find that ball, though.
Yeah, you got to figure out how to get that ball, man. And talk about that experience in Illinois, because it's the fluctuation and everything, but you guys were always tough. And then you got this big dude, this big loud dude as a head coach that just wants to beat people's face in. Like the how about that carryover from that kind of program to the league?
For sure, you know, playing for Coach B, he's all about structure. You know, he comes from Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and they do things a certain way. You know, smart, tough, dependable is something that I learned at Illinois, and you know, being in that system for a couple years and learning from Coach B taught me a lot of discipline. So coming here and controlling the controllables and just staying intentional about what I can do and what I can control, I think is going to help me a lot.
We heard this morning that that Penix and Cousins both aren't going to be playing in the preseason game on Friday. I assume you'll be playing in the preseason game on Friday. I don't know if you're allowed to say that or not for sure, but what do you get from those experiences, those reps in a game situation versus what you're doing out here?
Anytime you get to play in a game, it's an opportunity to make plays. So I'm just going to go out there and try to make plays. And the more plays I can make, the more confidence I'm going to give myself and everyone else in the locker room. So I look forward to those opportunities, and I'm excited to play.
Nervous or anxious?
You know, you always get those nerves. Like you expect as you get older for them to kind of go away.
They
never really go away. But I think if you're nervous, you care about it.
Yeah, I think that's good, right?
Yeah.
If you got numb to it, that probably wouldn't be a good thing. But we're looking forward to it. We can't wait to see you guys out there on Friday. And I know it's a preseason game, but still.
Ball is ball.
Yeah, football's football. And seeing you guys in the uniforms and at home taking on the Lions can be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate you, brother. Stay safe. Stay healthy, brother.
Yeah. Rise up.
Casey Washington there. Nice enough to hang out with us here for a few minutes after practice and chat with everything that's going on over there. Showed him the video of Drake putting Raheem on his backside.
That's pretty funny.
Smartly.
And that's going to be played.
Smartly, no comment.
They're about to have the team meeting room. Team meeting. Yeah. It's going to be up there. It's going to be up there. That's the fun thing about camp is that when you have those blooper moments, you go back and forth. Now, I will say this. A certain guy that did it.
I was gonna ask, but I didn't.
No.
He's like, what if you had done that?
No. There are certain guys that can do certain things. Okay. Yeah, I saw a video when Stephon Diggs bumped into Braves.
Right.
Okay, it's certain guys that can bump into Braves. All right. It's just a certain status of, you know, you can do that. It is ha 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 key 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 key. But then,
so what's Casey have to do if Raheem lines up against him? Let him win? That's not a good look.
Well, I think the biggest thing is like Drake pushed him.
Drake shoved him onto the ground.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. He pushed him down. And so
Casey maybe just like bumps him.
Yeah, like and a little then, bump, a yeah, little yeah. stem off yeah, and everything. Yeah. Little set it up nice and stuff like that. And then if he shakes him and he falls, that's even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
well, because that's the thing is Coach lined up against Drake for a second rep.
Yes.
And that's what he did the second time.
Yes.
He just left him. Yeah. Which, again, like, that's what should happen.
Yes.
Like, Raheem was an NFL player.
Yes.
Not anymore.
No.
Drake London is expecting to be a top five receiver in the NFL this year. You better leave that coach in the dust, which is what he did.
Yeah, man. You better get your ass out of the way, Ra. Go over there and put some icy hot on. You know, everything is a good fun and things like that. As you know, sometimes – you got to break some monotony in camp.
Yeah.
You see Pete Carroll doing it.
Oh, he's out there throwing the ball around.
The ball and hitting and banging on the receiver's arms when they catch the football and everything. So
now I say this. I know Pete played safety many years ago. I hope he doesn't line up out there across from somebody.
Pete does it.
As I just hope that as fit and young as he seems, we don't need Pete's hip
ain't
hitting
Pete
the ground
like 80?
That. 70-something.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's He's up there.
He ain't no spring chicken.
He's no spring chicken.
He's no spring chicken.
He's a winter chicken.
But I'm just glad that my boy Joe Patrick getting all this love, man. Joe P is like making sure that y'all use my proper Patrick.
Because that's like this,
taking credit.
It's one of these big media things is when you get a video like that or you get a report like that and you're local person, all the big aggregators like the ESPNs and the Bleacher Reports and all that, they just want to steal your video and not give you credit.
No, Joe.
Joe's in the streets saying, you can use my video if you credit me.
They don't know Joe like we know Joe.
Here's what we need to know about Joe. He's got 8,600 followers right now.
Right.
Does he have 10 by the end of the show?
Probably.
You think
I know this. I remember when that video that Knox had put out when Kyle Shanahan was showing the Austin Hooper, if you run the route this way, this is what's going to happen. That's all it was. It blew up. Knox got damn verified off
he
of
did,
that.
He did, Knox was an overnight superstar.
Yeah, I got verified off of a damn video, which was still one of the funniest damn things I've ever in my life seen.
Why? Funny why?
because of all the
reaction.
Matt Ryan ain't ready.
Because this is pre-MVP season,
yes,
right?
I was like,
that's between the first and second year of Shanahan.
When I
that was the summer that I moved here.
Yes.
And I turned on this radio station and heard phone calls of Matt Schaub needs reps with the ones.
Yes.
For competition.
Yes.
Because Matt Ryan doesn't have it.
Yes.
Matt Ryan won MVP that year.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to –
that's how I feel.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Okay. I was like, oh, all right, cool. That's interesting.
Okay.
Casey Washington, shout out to him for spending some time with us. Looking forward to seeing him out there on Friday. We'll come back and get you an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour here on a Monday, broadcasting live from Falcons training camp at Flowery Branch. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.